you got
cooking?
How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Life's too short to drink cold coffee. Yeah, I know. I started the show last week with that line. Life's too short to drink cold coffee. But hey, this week I actually have a method to my madness. Well, let me explain. Last week I realized that I'd let my coffee get cold right before we started the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and I didn't have time to run to the microwave and warm it up. But that stupid little oversight actually inspired the entire subject matter for this week's edition of the show. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because this past week marked National Coffee Day. And as I said during last week's first segment, the people who established National Coffee Day, naturally, they were coffee industry insiders. So they undoubtedly did it just to sell more coffee. But I don't blame them for that. In reality, it's a darn good marketing idea. So I can't fault that thought process at all. In fact, there were several places that offered free cups of coffee on National Coffee Day. You know, coffee houses and donut shops, or even places where coffee is routinely served, like breakfast joints. So, I hope you got the opportunity to get a free cup or two last week. I didn't leave the house on National Coffee Day, quarantine and all that. But I still had some good old-fashioned home-brewed coffee in my home studio, where we produce the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show for Edgewater Studios. But National Coffee Day inspired us to think about producing an entire episode of the show on the subject of coffee, because it is such a staple of American cuisine, isn't it? But you know me, I'd look it up. Google is your friend. So here's a very abbreviated history of coffee. There are lots of different legends about the origin of the coffee tree and the coffee bean, but almost all of them freely acknowledge that coffee originally came from Ethiopia. It spread very quickly through the Middle East in the 15th century. But in the early days, it was banned by conservative Muslim clerics because it altered your mental and physical state. Coffee gave you energy, made you more alert. But within just a few years, some higher-ranking Muslim leaders lifted that ban on coffee, and they declared it a suitable substitute for alcohol because it had the opposite effect on the drinker. Well, think about it. Alcohol makes you lazy and confused. Coffee makes you more vigorous and awake. And then many Muslims began to drink coffee to suppress their appetites during the fasting days of Ramadan. So there can be no doubt about it. Coffee is strongly rooted in the Islamic faith. But it didn't take long to spread around the world, mostly through Italy and Greece. And soon people were drinking coffee all over Europe. The Dutch were especially fond of coffee. And they started growing coffee trees in many of their colonies, including a small island named Java. Yeah, Java, that's where the nickname for coffee came from. Then there was some French entrepreneur. He carried one small cutting from a coffee tree to the island of Martinique. That introduced coffee to the Western Hemisphere. That was in 1720. Yes, I looked it up. Then, within 50 years, there were almost 20,000 coffee trees in Martinique, and again, it spread very quickly to North and especially South America. By 1852, Brazil had become the largest producer of coffee in the world, and it still is to this day. In those early days, Brazil actually exported more coffee than the rest of the world combined, but that's no longer true. And ironically enough, coffee became an extremely popular drink in the original 13 colonies because of King George's high tax on tea. That, of course, resulted in the Boston Tea Party. That one single event, the Boston Tea Party, completely changed America's drinking habits forever. And we in the U.S. have preferred coffee to tea ever since. Now, my own history with coffee is nowhere near that colorful or interesting, but it does kind of reveal both the good and the bad effects of drinking coffee. I can clearly remember my parents telling me coffee was for grown-ups, so they didn't let me drink it as a child. But they didn't really have any reason to worry about it, because the first time I sneaked a sip of coffee when they weren't looking, I thought it tasted like battery acid. Not that I had ever tasted battery acid, I just didn't like coffee. And when other people my age said they loved coffee, I'd just scrunch up my nose and ask, why? It tastes terrible. And they'd always say, oh, it's an acquired taste. Apparently, I didn't have the proper acquisition for coffee. So I didn't develop a taste for it until my early 20s, when I started hosting my first early morning radio show. Early morning shows are referred to as prime time in the radio industry because more people listen to the radio first thing in the morning than they do any other time of day. And I started my broadcasting career in a major market, Dallas-Fort Worth, so I just didn't have the experience or the skill, quite frankly, to earn a spot in a prime time early morning radio show slot. At least not until I went into the Army and I was assigned to the Armed Forces Radio TV Service in Korea. When I first arrived in country, the civilian who ran the Armed Forces Korea Network, AFKN, he took one look at my resume and he said, wow, you've been in broadcasting since you were 15. You've got more practical experience in the business than all of the higher-ranking NCOs in this unit. So he immediately told me I was going to be the early morning show host on the network. As a result, I had to start getting up in the middle of the night 5 days a week to host the early morning show, and I soon discovered the magical properties of caffeine. The only problem was that coffee still tasted like battery acid to me, so I'd fill it with 3 spoons full of sugar, and about half the cup was cream. I even remember one of the Korean nationals who worked at AFKN, Mr. Yu. Mr. Yu would bring me coffee several times a morning because, despite the language barrier, he and I developed a really close friendship. But that didn't stop him from scrunching up his nose at the taste of my coffee with all that cream and sugar in it. And we'd laugh and bow at each other every time he'd bring me a cup. And then I'd tip him every month really well when I got paid. But it wasn't long before I stopped with the cream and sugar and took my coffee black. By the time I started working on the Hudson and Harrigan show, 10 years later, I was a coffee addict. I drank 5, 6, 7 cups of coffee every morning just to wake up and stay awake. Getting up in the middle of the night for 35 years will do that to you. But one day, I realized how harmful that could be. I was called to jury duty in Fort Bend County, where we live, and I was entitled to a day off from work. So I slept in, right up until the very last minute that I had to walk out the door to be on time for jury duty. There were way too many people for I think it was only 2 or 3 juries that needed to be filled that day, so they let the rest of us go home right before lunch. I decided I was going to go home and work out. But just as soon as I started doing my first set of push-ups, my head exploded in pain. I mean sharp, searing pain, like somebody had stabbed me in the temple with an ice pick. And I suddenly realized that I hadn't taken the time to drink any coffee that morning. I was suffering from a very bad case of caffeine withdrawal. Yeah, right then and there, I decided I needed to limit myself to about 3 cups of coffee a day. You know, before I turned my skull into a hand grenade. And I'm proud to say that I still only drink about 3 cups of coffee a day. Oh, and as a side note on the matter of pride, I'm also proud of the Astros for bouncing back in the playoffs, aren't you? Go Astros! And while we're at it, about pride, I'm especially proud to say that I have successfully navigated this entire opening segment without even so much as mentioning that joke of a debate last Tuesday night. You know, I almost never agree with Jake Tapper on CNN, but I think he said it best. He said, "That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire inside a train wreck." Spot on. In fact, when it was over, I turned to my wife and said, I kind of feel like we just watched three old white guys on a stage yell at each other for an hour and a half. Seriously, after watching that ridiculous display, I think I'm suffering from PTSD. Who knows? Maybe they just all drank too much coffee.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
If there is a jack of all trades in the kitchen, it is undoubtedly my good friend Ron Brandani, who joins us now on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. How you doing, buddy?
Great. Thanks for having me on, Randy.
Always a pleasure, Ron. And Ron and his delightful wife, Claire, own and operate two fantastic restaurants in Missouri City, Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar, and Brandani's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews, which is located just two doors down. Now, I'm going to save everybody a whole lot of pain right here and avoid singing that line. Mostly because Dolly Parton did a much better job of it anyway. Right, Ron?
That's right.
You want to sing a duet, buddy?
No.
I didn't think so. No, that's probably a bad plan. So, how are things going at your two eateries during these days of COVID dining?
Well, there's a lot of to-go dining. There's a lot of patio dining. And then there's, you know, I think they've went up to 75%, but we really, to do the social distancing and everything, we've stayed around 50% inside, where even though the dining room fills up, it doesn't seem like it's full. You know, it's not, you know, sometimes I feel like it's not as exciting as it used to be, but we're doing a lot of to-go business and people have enjoyed that. And, you know, it's still great to see everybody come out, but we are definitely missing some of our people that are just, you know, every day you hear of someone, this is my first time out since March.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and it's just tough to see because, I mean, people have been just, they've been cooped up at home. So it's just,
yeah, I know the feeling well.
Yeah. You may see them in the car and they wave and all that stuff. But, you know, with this nicer weather we've had this week, you're seeing a lot more patio dining and hopefully that'll stick around for a while.
And there's got to be a lot of special challenges in the face of all the sanitary requirements that you need to fulfill. So how have you adjusted at Brandani's?
Well, at both of the restaurants, I did buy some air purifiers. And so I've got two at each restaurant. And so it filters everything up to one micron.
Wow.
You know, hopefully that does some, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know if that does anything, but you know, at least we're trying to kind of clear the air with those. And then at the burger place, since it's a walk-up deal, so I put plexiglass up. So unfortunately, you're talking to someone through plexiglass. But that, you know, the burger place really and truly really hasn't slowed down that much. It being, as a matter of fact, I think we've gotten better at getting the food out faster. And people on the phone driving up will order and within 5 minutes, you're driving away with your food. So,
well, I order at home. I pull up, and it's always ready when I get there.
Yeah, so that's been a, you know, especially in the beginning when we were just, you know, takeout only, we really adapted to takeout business doing volumes of it. So we kind of have some staff that are just, even at the wine bar, just set for to-go's, and so we can bring that out curbside. And, that, you know, that's something that's not going to go away, Randy. I mean, that, you know, even if they open 100% tomorrow, I think, you know, a lot of people are still going to want that curbside service and they enjoy that. And so I don't think that'll ever go away with us just because I think it's a great service we've been able to add.
Well, you do have two very entirely different kinds of restaurants. Brandani's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews is, as you said, a walk-up and order counter style.
Mm-hmm.
But then Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar is a fine dining restaurant. So do you offer everything on the menu at your fine dining restaurant?
Yes. Now that we're open 50%, we're able to go through, you know, in the beginning, I shut the menu down and just did family meals and then a couple specials. They were really just items on the menu, but I wanted that product to be fresh every time. And now that we have people in the restaurant, we're able to do that. And so we're having some good lunches and good dinners, frankly. And I think people are eating out more during the week because they're not making the drive to work. I mean, a lot of people are still working at home. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, thankfully for us, being in the suburbs, that's where their new office is.
Yep.
So they're not so worried about waking up at, you know, 6:30 in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning to get on the road before 7. So they are at work on time, you know, so.
Well, what kind of long-term effects do you think this pandemic will have on restaurants in general?
I think that, you know, stuff like having antibacterial, you know, hand sanitizers and stuff like that available, in multiple places in the restaurant. I think people are going to be more conscious about, you know, touching surfaces and touching, you know, just in general, clean hands. You know, you're not going to have people aren't just going to sneeze out in the middle of anywhere. You know, where people now understand that, you know, just coughing and not covering your mouth is, you know, is not a good thing. Well, you know, before you'd have people just coughing and you're like, well, what's, now people cover their mouths and if they sneeze, they're just more conscientious about themselves. I think you'll see that in public as well as just in restaurants and stuff. So.
And Brand Danny's restaurant is technically a wine bar, and the laws on carryout for alcohol have been eased. Is it safe to assume that you offer a wider variety of takeout wines and beers at both locations?
Right. Yeah. No. You know, with our law, with what we have on our license, we've always been able to sell retail, and that's been a big part of our business. You know, one of the things that we're going to social distance a wine dinner, and it'll probably be half the size of our normal wine dinners, but it'll be spread out. But I think, you know, people are really, there's not too many things to do. I mean, there's not, people aren't going to movie theaters really. They're not going to concerts. And if I can do this where I can really distance everyone and do a safe wine dinner, I think it'll be a real big hit just because people are looking for an entertainment, you know, and they're looking for something to do. And we're going to do Switchback Ridge, which is a Napa winery, and with the fires and everything right now, it's a big up for them.
So that's the only one you've got planned for the immediate future?
Well, and you know, I mean, this time of year is usually, you know, October, August, you know, September, August, October, you know, they're doing harvest and they're real busy at the wineries. So I don't usually have a lot of stuff booked towards the end of the year, more November, December. You know, obviously with the pandemic, you know, not everyone's traveling either. So, and I usually try to get a winemaker or a vineyard owner in for those type of things. So
right.
All of them, you know, I usually have them once a month. And so those all got canceled. I had some really nice ones this year. And it just is what it is. You know, you can't cry about it. It's just, but, we have been selling a lot of, you know, cases and bottles out the door, and that's really helped us. But you know, it's going to be great to kind of have a wine dinner and kind of be able to cook some special things that we normally do for those, and just the whole entertainment of that is going to be really, I think, just nice to see.
And just to be clear, Ron, neither one of Brand Danny's restaurants feature a full service bar. Are we right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're just beer and wine.
Now, what about reservations? Don't you stagger the times for reservations?
Right. Right now, during COVID, we are taking reservations at Brand Danny's, and that's something we never did before. But just to, you know, again, you don't want a waiting room full of people. You know, you want everybody socially distanced. So we are taking reservations starting at 5 o'clock every night. And lunch is really, you can call, but it really doesn't right now get too crazy for lunch, so you can usually get right in. And that's actually during the week. We've actually been busier during the week because I think people, they feel like it's more of an approachable day to come in than the weekends and having big crowds. So we actually, it's been busier during the week and slower on the weekends.
Wow.
I mean, we still fill up on the weekends, but we don't do 320 people like we would before. We do 200 people.
So give us your website, Ron.
Branddannys.com, and that'll get you to both restaurants.
And social media presence?
We are on Facebook and Instagram, but we're pretty much just Facebook.
Claire handles all of that, doesn't she?
She is she's my IT. She's my everything. But IT is one of her jobs.
Wives are pretty handy to have around, aren't they? Mine too, Ron.
Man.
Now, you have also added a new offering that we want to talk about, and it ties directly into the subject of today's show. So can you hang around for another segment?
Absolutely. Love to.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're always happy to host Ron Brandani of Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar and Brandani's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews in the Township in Missouri City. Thanks for taking time to visit with us for an extra segment today, Ron.
Yeah, my pleasure.
One of the things that we failed to talk about in the first segment was some of those take-and-make casserole-style full meals that you guys offer to your customers. Now, is that in the Brandani's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews restaurant only?
Well, we store them there. So we make them at both places, but we store them over at the Tacos and Brews, and they're all frozen. So, you know, one of the things with the pandemic, you know, we've been doing a lot of retail, so we sell steaks, and our burgers are made from 100% AccuShe beef, and so we sell steaks from the same local rancher that, and so we do ribeyes, tomahawks, and New York strips, and then we also do the fillets, the beef tenderloins that we serve at the restaurant there, that are the 1855 brand, and it's the upper end of choice.
Yeah, I've ordered a couple of those from you.
Oh man, those are good. They cut them with a spoon almost. But, I don't know if you know, but I mean, we do have our coffee crust seasoning and our regular grill seasoning, and I do a blackened seasoning. All those you can get to go as well.
Wow!
And along with those, you know, we do a baked ziti that we freeze. We do enchiladas. We'll do some carnitas and some chicken enchiladas. One of my favorite things we do is a breakfast casserole, and it's Claire's family recipe, and we kind of adapt it to our restaurant and use our focaccia bread that we use in the restaurant, and it really just raises it to another level. But it's the greatest thing. You just put it in the refrigerator the night before, thaw it out, and then put it in the oven in the morning, and it's just a great, you know, especially a Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and have a cup of coffee and have that casserole. It's really good.
Or for breakfast on Thanksgiving morning before that big noon meal.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Those are perfect to drop by and pick up quickly. Then you can just take it home, feed the whole family. They're already assembled. They're already packaged in cooking tins for easy preparations. Isn't that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Brand Danny's is just a premier food location. It's in the Township Shopping Center, which is hard to say, by the way. It's located on Murphy Road or FM 1092, if you prefer, in Missouri City. So I would like to personally recommend all our Fort Bend County listeners need to check out Brand Danny's, either one of the locations. We are sure that you'll be convinced, like us, that Brand Danny's is absolutely the best. But now on to the subject of this week's show. This last week, I believe it was Tuesday, was National Coffee Day. Did you know there was such a thing, Ron?
Well, I mean, you know, I've been researching national days, and I did see that it was National Coffee Day. So yeah, I did see that, but it's hard to keep track of them all.
Yeah, it was only established a few years ago, believe it or not. But I couldn't help but notice that right about the time I saw that, I also noticed that Claire had posted online that you guys at Brand Danny's are now offering your own brand of gourmet coffee. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's the coffee that we serve in the restaurant, and we actually get it from Dunkin' Coffee. They've got a location in town. They've got one in Hempstead, as far as the roasting area in Hempstead, and they put together some 2-pound packages for us to sell retail, but it's great coffee. It's what I drink at home. It's what we have at the restaurant, and I get the whole bean for the house, but you can get ground or whole bean, and to have someone that roasts it, they roast it, and then they FedEx it to me, because there's not a lot of retail out here that sells it, so and every now and then they'll deliver it, but for the most part, they just FedEx the next day to me, and I have really fresh coffee all the time.
Did you design this blend yourself, or did somebody else do it for you at Dunkin'?
Yeah, Mills Doug, I've known him for quite some time, and I tried a few different blends, and I didn't blend it myself, but he gave me a few different blends, and I like this one, and you know, it's just great to have, you know, if you're going to have good food, you know, you finish with a great dessert, you want a great cup of coffee, and I kind of believe that in the restaurant business, you know, everything that you touch should be the best you can be. So I think this coffee is awesome.
Every gourmet coffee blend has its own customized ingredients. So what will we find in Brand Danny's gourmet coffee?
These are just 100% Arabica beans. They're, you know, some of the best quality beans. But you get them, you open the package, they're got a nice little, they're oily. I mean, you can just tell they're fresh, and they do a good job of roasting the coffee.
So there's nothing extra like chicory or Dallas grass or something like that?
No, none of the insomnia or anything like that. You know? No, it's just really good. You know, they start with really good beans, and then they roast it. And, you know, I think some roasters will over roast it and kind of be overly bitter. And this is just really kind of, you know, I like a big full body coffee, but I don't want it to be bitter, you know, very bitter at the end. So I really like this coffee.
So when you were coming up with this particular blend of coffee and putting your own name on it, did you taste a lot of coffee?
I did. I'm, you know, I'm not, you know, I can, I'm probably better with wine than any, as far as coffee goes, and, you know, between the two, but, I just like my food, and people ask me where do I get the mini ideas? And it's just, I like what I like, and this is what I like. I hope everyone likes it too. And that's kind of how I came up with, you know, this deal. So, and the Duncan family, it's like three generations of coffee guys. And so I've known this is still a family owned business. I mean, so it's just one of those deals where, instead of going with the big guys, it's, and they do our, if you ever had our iced tea at the restaurant, we buy our iced tea from them as well. So it's just, you know, really good as well.
So how much fresh brewed coffee do you think you sell in Brand Danny's restaurant and wine bar?
Less nowadays because more people are eating to go than ever, but, we probably go through 20 pots a day, you know, at the
wow.
wine bar. Yeah. I mean, from, you know, cause employees drink it too. And I mean, so I guess if you talk about what I sell, it's probably, you know, honestly, it's probably half that because my staff are addicted to it.
What about you?
I may have a cup or two.
Or three or four.
Yeah.
What are your first memories of drinking coffee, Ron, as a child? When did you start drinking coffee?
You know, I really didn't start drinking coffee till probably in my mid-20s. My mom was that mom that said, you know, I can't do anything until I have two pots of coffee. And so I was like, man, I don't know about this stuff, you know, but, you know, I don't know if you remember those days, but I don't know if the coffee wasn't strong enough or not, but it was one of those deals where it's like, my mom was an awesome woman, but it was one of those deals where it's like, I'm not messing with her until she has a couple pots of coffee.
Oh, and I know this story backwards, forwards, and sideways, because that sounds like my wife. She's got to have at least three or four cups of coffee before I even want to hold a conversation with her.
Oh, yeah, it's helpful. It's helpful sometimes.
Well, this has been Ron Brandani. He owns and operates Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar, and just two doors down, we won't sing, Brandani's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews in Missouri City in what we call the Township Shopping Center, and it's still hard to say. So give us your websites again, Ron.
www.brandanis.com, and that'll get you to both restaurants. Look for us on Facebook, like us on Facebook. We do all of our specials every day on Facebook and by email. So if you're in the restaurant, you can fill out a little card. We can email you the specials every day, or you can look on Facebook. And we do a different family meal every day. So it's great. Great food to go, and we'd love to have you here.
And just to be clear, I've done it before, and so I know you can, but you can order online, right?
What we do is we'll send out the email, and then you can email us back, and we'll say, okay, we got your email, and we'll have it ready for you at whatever specific time. So we don't have per se online ordering, but it is online with emails.
Great to visit with you always, my friend. All the best to Claire and the boys, and let's get together again soon, okay?
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd's Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
We'll wrap up the show this morning the way we usually do every weekend with my dear friend from the Hudson and Harrigan Show. It's Fred Olson. How are things out at Rattlesnake Ranch these days, my brother?
Well, things have cooled off considerably, and, by the time September rolls around, I'm done. You know, I can handle August. I go, that's okay. It's just summer.
Nah.
But September is going to get cooler, right? And then it doesn't. And then, when fall hit, it actually kind of hit this year. So
it did.
Enjoying it. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Does the cool front seem to invigorate you and inspire you to maybe do some projects around the ranch?
Oh, much more likely. I have no more excuses. I can't go, it's too hot. So yeah, there are things to do. There's, branches to get ready to cut and tree limbs to move. And I mowed the other day, I think all day, just mowing everything down after that huge rain we had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always something. If you're bored here, then you really have to rethink your life. There's always something to look at and do. And you invigorated? Absolutely. I got projects more than I got time for. So that's a good thing.
Well, I think I changed a couple of light bulbs. That's about it for me. Well, let's go ahead and address the obvious here, Fred. I was looking for our beloved Texans in the standings, and it didn't take long. All I had to do was scroll all the way down to the bottom. There they were, 0-3.
Ooh.
I can't really say that I'm surprised. Are you?
Well, not really. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, Blake, the other day. We see each other occasionally working out in the gym, and we do about this 60-second recap of the football situation. And he looks at me and says, well, we got what we deserved by trading everybody away and really poor choices. And so, it's just, you know me, man. I'm usually the eternal optimist.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we had David Carr and we were sucking, we were horrible. And I was always that, hey, you know, but it's going to get better. Well, I don't think so now. I think Pollyanna got on the train and just left town. you know, we traded away all these people for what, a handful of magic beans, and the stock ain't growing, man.
Well, you know, for me, there are two glaring weaknesses that, frankly, Bill O'Brien has simply not fixed: the offensive line and the defense.
Yeah.
So let's talk about each one of them one at a time. First of all, that O-line can't keep Deshaun Watson upright long enough to make the deep throws that they signed all those speedy wide receivers to make.
Amen.
And I do know that these first three opponents all feature good pass rushes, but the Texans just don't seem to have any answers. What's your take?
Well, when you go in at halftime, 21-7, then you come back out and you go, okay, we're going to establish the run now. I'm going, no, you're not. It was just horrific. I just couldn't watch it. I said, if I know what they're going to do on first and 10 every time, I think the other coach does too. And they're going to run it up the middle or left or right. They're going to this gap or that gap. They do the same thing every time. I go, well, let's stack the box and stop the guy. And that's what they did. And that's simplistic. I'm not a coach. I just know what I look at. And I had no idea why they don't just keep opening things up, you know, as long as they can, you know, just come up with some way to get rid of the ball more quickly. Because sometimes those sacks and things are on him.
Yeah, he does extend plays a lot, and that's how he gets sacked sometimes. But then, once in a while, he makes an absolutely brilliant pass downfield.
Oh, I know. He's just something. But then we couldn't hold a lead.
Well, that's the other big issue, isn't it? The defense. And this is even more vexing to me, because I think O'Brien is wasting the prime years of some really good players like J.J. Watt, obviously, but Whitney Mercilus and Justin Reed. And you know those guys are also getting frustrated, too. What do you think?
Well, sure. When you're 0-3 and you're facing the Vikes, right? So you got that game, and that's a possibility because they're not very good. Even though I think it scored 30 points the other day. We've scored 21 max, right? I think we scored 18 and 21. That's the most we've scored in a game. So in the first three games, in any of those games. And so yeah, I get frustrated. You know, who likes to lose? I mean, you know, the Browns were just the sadness factory for decades. And now they've actually won three games and everybody's going crazy. So there's gotta be some momentum in that. We always liked winning. When we won, we'd go, yeah, let's keep winning. Psychologically, all these guys are getting paid all this money, but they still have to go out and earn it. You got to feel some pride, right?
But there's a third problem that cannot be ignored any longer.
What's that?
And that's Bill O'Brien himself. Do you think it's time for him to move on?
Let's see. If you look at the past record, if you look at our not just one loss, but not able to get out of a wild card, you know, you don't make it advance ever in the playoffs, and you have to rethink. And again, you've traded away the future now. So we've got a couple years of mediocrity. I hate to say that because we have nothing to trade. Our first trade, our first pick this year is a third round. We have no first or second.
True.
And could we trade them all away? And Miami's going to get, and Miami, Ryan Fitzpatrick hasn't looked too bad. He's either brilliant or terrible. It's funny. But they're going to get our first round pick for Laramie Tunsil. And so we've kind of traded everything away for a while. So even if O'Brien was gone, whoever comes in is coming in through what?
Yeah, good point.
No GM. And any franchise that starts over with a coach without a GM or without either one of them, there's an adjustment period that's got to take some time. Unless you take somebody else's GM and coach and just say, okay, we're going to pay you tons of money and steal you to come over here. What do you do? So we're in for an adjustment period, win or lose.
Well, you know that I've been one of O'Brien's most ardent apologists. But even I have to admit that Cal McNair just needs to seriously reassess the direction of this team. Now, the problem, like you mentioned, is if you fire O'Brien, then you got to retool the entire roster. I mean, you could promote Romeo Crennel to interim head coach, and Jack Easterly could assume the GM's job.
Yeah.
But then you're looking at a major overhaul in the offseason, which is still 14 weeks away.
Well, think of it this way. Who's available? Who's a new up-and-coming coach that someone hasn't snapped up already?
Yep.
Maybe they, well, the coaching, the inside insiders know who those people might be, but you know, a lot of these teams have retreaded coaches and that are kind of successful. I mean, Bruce Arians, Andy Reid, who are summarily dismissed to other places and are building some good looking teams. So, but who is there? Who's going to want it?
Well, there's no shame in losing to the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Steelers. They're all really good. But the sobering reality is that the Texans have looked so bad in doing so. The defense was absolutely gassed in the fourth quarter of all three games. And the reason is because the offense can't avoid going three and out over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Do you see it that way or not?
Well, of course. I'm thinking, why not just open it up, try something different than running it up the middle over and over and over for, you know, what's the definition of insanity?
Mm-hmm.
Doing something over and over, expecting a, and so just, what do you have to lose? You're 0-3, open it up, throw the ball downfield, take some chances. That's what I would do. But again, I'm just a bench warmer, you know, wannabe quarterback guy who just sits and spectates and goes, hey, I know what I'd do if I was out there. Yeah, right. Well, yeah, no.
Well, my son made an interesting point. He said, if you keep O'Brien for the time being, you run the risk that he'll win 7 or 8 or 9 games against easier opponents. And then that'll be enough to convince Cal McNair to give him another year. But it's looking more and more like OB is just not the right guy for the job. How do you feel?
Well, there'll be flashes of brilliance from the team. And you go, wow, you don't think it'll be okay? They're going to be kind of solid. They seem to have a real good culture. And then, blah. We'd get to a playoff and go, okay, we made it to a playoff, but we didn't make it out of a playoff. And so if you look at a record, if you and I were graded as employees in a lot of different, even in radio, they go, you know, you're whatever you do, you have to get graded. And I don't think it's grading very high now. It's kind of below average. And
well, all this discussion is intriguing, but the only opinion that really matters is Cal McNair's.
Mm-hmm.
And this franchise has always valued loyalty and integrity over success on the field. So I'm going to be extremely surprised if anything significant happens. How about you?
Yeah, well, it's such an off year because nobody's in the stands. I mean, everybody's losing money.
Yeah.
So what is their mindset right now is let's just get out of this 2020. Let's get through 2020. Get the masks off everybody and get back to some kind of normalcy. Because look at these stands. I mean, they're empty. You know, the vendors. I mean, think of all the people who haven't got jobs.
And yep.
Of course, the owners are losing tens of millions of dollars. They just are. Fortunately, they're multi-billionaire people, and they can afford it. But
well, life's too short to drink cold coffee, in my mind. And all this Texans talk has made my coffee go cold. I'm going to wander over to the microwave and then watch some football. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week, okay?
Hey, yeah, why don't you edit out any stupid things I've said in this one, okay?
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?